Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday as we look forward here to divisional round in the NFL. We have the two AFC games set. The NFC, we still have to wait for tonight. Coming up later this hour, we'll do some more props for tonight and thoughts on the Monday night football game. But, guys, we do have two games set for this weekend in the NFL and the AFC. We have the Bengals and the Titans. And that number early this morning was 3.5. It has moved here. I'll give you the updated line in a second. Total of 47 on that game. And then we have the Sunday game, the Bills at the Chiefs. The Bills only a 2.5-point underdog in Kansas City. Total on that game is 54.5. Wow. All right, so let's start with the Bengals-Titans. That's a Saturday 4:30 game. Titans number one seed off the bye. Bengals coming in. This was 3.5, Joe. It has now moved down to 3 over at FanDuel Sportsbook. So we're dancing around a field goal early in the week for a Bengals-Titans game. Now, you got one team off the bye. Bengals come in with the playing the Saturday game, so we don't even have the short rest thing. I mean, this is a bye versus team that played, but it's not like Sunday to Saturday or anything like that. It's they'll be on normal rest. Titans at a bye. We'll wait on that Henry news throughout the week, but it's an interesting matchup. I mean, one team has the great young quarterback. One team is built on running the football and kind of mucking, grinding their way through games. I'm worried about Cincinnati's ability to protect Burrow in this game. That's my first thought. A lot of pressure from the Raiders on Saturday. He took a bunch of hits. It didn't matter. That Tennessee front's really good. They get a lot of pressure with just 4. And that's my worry for the Bengals in this game. How can they protect Burrow?
Speaking of pressure, the heat is on after a 61% season, going 5-1 with our official picks on the show over wild card weekend. My first thought is that plus 146 Cincinnati money line is staring me in the face. It really is. Why can't the Bengals take down the Titans on the road? Home field advantage, and it probably means more in the postseason. Okay, cool. What is Derrick Henry going to look like? We haven't seen this guy since week 8.
Nope.
And this is a player that usually takes a little bit of time. It's not a criticism at all, but he's his best when. Once we get to the middle of the season and moving on, is he going to need some time to get going? I don't know. It's a good question. Bengals run defense is nothing special. They haven't given up a ton of yards, but they haven't faced a lot of carries. They had a great season. And man, has Burrow really turned it on. Every time he goes to chase, every time you're like expecting something special to happen. And that's been the case over the last month or two as he steals the Offensive Rookie of the Year award. Now the Titans have everybody back offensively. So that's big for them. Of course, A.J. Brown, when they pulled off their big victories this year, it was all about A.J. Brown. But I have viewed the Titans as frauds the majority of the season. They have a big coaching advantage on the Tennessee side. They have home field advantage. So a couple of things are lining up. But Cincinnati has the much better quarterback and better offense overall. So this one's pretty – this line seems about right. I think we're going to sit around 3 all damn week. It's juiced to Tennessee, but I don't see that going to 3.5 because if it goes to 3.5, you're going to get immediate buyback on the Bengals side. So first thought, I lean Bengals.
Aaron, what do you think?
I like the Titans. Tennessee went 6-3 without Derrick Henry. Even if Derrick Henry is not 100%, he's still really good. Ryan Tannehill, I think we can all agree, did not have a great season as a passer, but somehow they still won 12 games. My point being, this Titans team is pretty resilient. You know, they've overcome some adversity. And then their defense got better as the season went along. They went from allowing 384 yards and 26.8 points per game in the first 6 weeks to just 300.3 yards and 17.5 points over its final 11 games. So I think they improved as the season went on. Joe O mentioned the home field advantage. So I am leaning Titans minus three here.
Interesting. My lean is the Titans because of the injuries to the Bengals defensive line. I don't know if they could protect Burrow in this game with that
right
front four.
Right.
I went back and looked. So they obviously didn't play this year, these two teams. They played last year. It was one of the first games Burrow really started to put it together before his injury. Early, I think it was early November last year, these teams played each other. Now, obviously, a lot of these teams is different. A year in the NFL is an eternity. I'm not trying to say it's you know, a precursor to this game. But Burrow threw it very well on them. And it was a bad Bengals team. It was a Titans team that, you know, was headed towards a division title, a playoff trip. And the Bengals beat them last year. And Burrow, you know, without Ja'Marr Chase, because Ja'Marr Chase last year was sitting out. He wasn't playing football last year, waiting for the NFL draft. He threw it well. Passer rating over 100, two touchdowns. I mean, Joe Burrow, boy, as I say, my lean is towards the Titans. My fear is I'm going against a better quarterback. I mean, clear. Yep. And this is this going to be the clearest one? This and the, I'm trying to think of the matchups. We will get a clear, better quarterback in Green Bay, San Francisco.
Yeah.
We will get a clear, better quarterback here. Are there any other games where the worst team, right, the underdog, has the clear, better quarterback coming up next week? And I don't think so.
Oh, no.
No. This is the only one.
Because nobody's going to say Kyler or Stafford over Brady.
No. As much as Allen is excellent right now and played well, I mean, he's not a clear, better quarterback than Mahomes. In fact, most would still take Mahomes. I would, too. Yeah, that makes this interesting. We get an underdog with the better quarterback on the road.
Say it with me. Bengals in the AFC Championship game. Wow. Just thinking about that. That's real. That could easily happen.
Sure,
Burrow's first full season in the NFL. First full season. And Bengals in the AFC Championship game?
I mean, they're only 3-point dogs. It certainly could happen.
Yeah.
Do you worry about the coaching matchup in this game? I do a little bit.
Very much.
Yes,
I worry about that as well. Against Zach
that
Taylor.
Is definitely where the Titans have the advantage, but what's more important, the coaching or, I mean, I guess it just comes down to Ryan Tannehill. How bad will he be? Because we've seen him be bad before, but we've also seen the Titans not make a ton of mistakes, and you have a little more trust in Vrabel than you do Taylor for sure.
No, and Joe G, I think he hit on the biggest point right now, which is something we're going to have to monitor throughout the week. That Bengals D-line, we said it earlier, Jacobs should have been just shredding them and only ended up with 14. They rushed the ball 14. I don't know if they were all to Jacobs, but they only ran the ball 14 times in the game. And then once you got to the later stages, especially with Trey Hendrickson out, possibly missing two starters on that D-line, that could be brutal. Hendrickson's been the star that nobody talks about among pass rushers in this league. So that's something to keep a close eye on. If they're missing a couple starters, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them, really tough.
7.4 yards per carry, 7.4 for the Raiders on Saturday. Yeah. I mean, it really is malpractice that they didn't run the football.
And here's Derrick Henry. And here's Derrick Henry, right? You know, so. And even if it's not Henry, let's say they split time a little bit. And I know we all expect Henry to return and that's what we've heard with some of the reports. He's been showing up at practice the last couple of weeks.
Right.
Even if it's not, I was truly impressed with what Foreman was able to do over the last month.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at some of their numbers. I mean, rushing yards per game, rushing yards per rush, they didn't fall off considerably without Derrick Henry, which is shocking because that guy is unbelievable.
Bigger mismatch. Bengals passing offense or the Titans rushing offense against Cincinnati.
I think it's the rushing offense.
Me too. Because the Titans pass rush is really good with the front four. Byard's a really good safety that can make some plays. I mean, I think if Burrow has time, he will make plays. I mean, he's unbelievable. But I don't know if he's going to have time in this game. I worry about the Bengals Saturday.
I will say, if that's the question, don't you have to kind of lean towards the passing offense that has the mismatch?
I would too.
It's rushing offense or passing offense. And the last 100%. Note I'll point out, I know we've talked about, and especially over the second half of the season, the Titans passing offense has been pretty good. They still allow the second most receptions to wide receivers and the second most yards to wide receivers.
I just heard Paul say Bengals money line. Is that what he just said?
I've already put down a plus four and a plus 3.5. So
you're in
the Bengals.
Paul, if I survive tonight, Bengals might be my survivor pick in the divisional round.
Ooh, another dog?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. And I've got plus 550 to win the AFC staring me in the face because that was the number. Oh, no. I got 10-1 to win the AFC North. So okay. Never mind. But
all right.
And they're only down from 17-1 to 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. So that number hasn't moved that much.
It's bad. That's still good value. 13-1 going up against a team that we don't love in the Titans. Like,
I mean, you still got to get the Bills or the Chiefs, but.
Right. I'm only getting one of them, though.
Right.
You don't have to go through both. Right. The way it matched up. Quick thing, and then we'll move on to the other AFC game. Are we overrating the Bengals' win a little bit? They got outgained. They had two turnovers in the game to help them win that game. And the Raiders were 1 of 5 in the red zone. I just wonder if that, like, they're in, right? That they got through the game. But they didn't
play
particularly great in that game. They didn't.
And it was a bad Raiders team. And as I was saying before, all those field goals, that's not going to be enough against the Titans, I don't think.
So isn't that the flip side of the same conversation, though? Like, the Bengals didn't capitalize on as many of their red zone opportunities and scoring opportunities as they should have.
Well, yeah. I mean, you aren't wrong about anything you said, Joji. But I had when they started it, and they go to old, fat, Icky Woods doing the Icky Shuffle.
Oh,
Oh, no. I've seen this before. You bring out all the old players. Oh, geez, this is going to turn. All the Bengals fans super hyped. They haven't been at a playoff game since 1991. But it all worked out in the end. But, we could have seen overtime based on the finish. And then it's a complete coin flip. They could have lost that game for sure.
Throwback to the 90s, it feels like. We got the Bills, we got the Chiefs, we're going to touch on, the Bengals, the Cowboys, Niners in a playoff game. It's like throwback weekend.
This isn't a new story, but turnovers, so impactful in every game.
Yep.
Mentioned 2-0, Bengals advantage there. Bucks advantage, 3-0 in the turnovers. Niners and Cowboys was even one apiece, which I guess was pretty notable. The Bills game, I didn't even pay attention to turnovers because it was 33-3 before.
Yeah. Well, Micah Hyde had the Micah Hyde's interception early kind of changed the tone of that game. That was incredible play.
Well, ball game.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a moment? Just the Josh Allen thing.
Well, we can transition to the Bills Chiefs. So Josh Allen. Yeah.
Okay. When you see trends like this, and I'm glad on Friday's show, I found an article with the game log of the five freezing games Josh Allen played in. And we went over it. And, you know, when you look at the numbers, like, oh, this is terrible. You turn on ESPN, everybody's saying he can't play in freezing temps. It's a Bills quarterback. He can't play in freezing temps. Look at these numbers. And you look at them, you're like, wow. It really benefits you as a bettor to take a deeper dive on all of these trends that you see. Like, is there context to be provided? And then we realize that after going over those five games, there was a lot of context there. There was a ton. Because three of those five games in freezing temperatures with awful numbers happened in years 1 and 2 before he even knew what he was doing, before he became a top 10 quarterback in this league. And then two of the last three games were really good. 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. So that whole small five-game sample of Josh Allen's inability to play in cold weather was built off a 2018 performance when he was a rookie, and the dud that we saw that was fresh in our mind a couple of weeks ago, 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions against the Atlanta Falcons. And I was so happy to see him just give the middle finger to everyone that was bringing that up all week. Because that stupid narrative off a small sample size on a quarterback that is still getting a lot better clearly died before our eyes.
And he had one of the greatest games we've ever seen in the playoffs of any quarterback ever.
When we talked during the regular season, when we said, okay, name a great defense, tough to find them, name a great defense. I think the first thing most people said was, I think New England? Buffalo?
And he torched them. And he torched them.
Yes.
Yeah. So this game, Sunday, 6:30 p.m. is going to be the kickoff for this Eastern time. Bills at the Chiefs. The numbers are 2.5. Boy, that is a small number. This has got to be – I mean, think about Mahomes' playoff life. I mean, how many times has he been favored by less than 3? Maybe that Patriots title game. I mean, that might have been 3, though. They might have been favored by 3 in that game when they lost to New England. This might be the shortest number we've seen for Mahomes in the playoffs.
Where's this number going to go? Up?
Close. I don't know.
Probably to 3? Do you think it goes to 3?
What do you think, Paul?
I could see. So I'll put it this way, which is kind of talking about both sides. Either comes down middle of the week, or it gets up to three, like, or it stays here and it probably gets to three by the weekend.
I think the latter. I think, but I'm not positive, because that was as impressive of a performance as we saw all weekend. Made the most impressive, because with the KC game, everyone expected that.
Yeah, that didn't move you. Like
the -7 first half bets, line them up. The -12.5, 13, line them up. Alt numbers, people were hitting all weekend on this KC game. That's expected.
Yeah,
they're not going to score unless JJ, unless TJ Watt gets into the end zone.
Yeah.
That's exactly the only scoring we saw from Pittsburgh for so long.
KC didn't move the needle in terms of what you think of them. That they are what you thought 2 weeks ago, which is they could win the Super Bowl. They're really good, right? They're the Chiefs. The Buffalo changed the narrative. Like, that's like, uh-oh, that team could win the Super Bowl too.
I think this is the toughest one to call of the three games that we have so far. If we get to three, I'm going to really want to bet the Bills.
Me too.
You have to. Have to.
Yeah, boy, this is going to be fun. We'll talk props. We'll talk Monday Night Football coming up next. BetQL Daily presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook.